2 by the Supreme Court. What's a question mark at the end of that? Long Island, New York now. David, Democrat, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Can you pull up an article at all possible from May 7th, 2004? It's titled, it was from the New York Times. It was titled, Tape of Air Traffic Control Was Made on 9/11.
Tell us more about the piece.
Well, it connects Dick Cheney to the stand down that was made by there was a normal protocol for interception of any airliner that was hijacked, and Mr. Cheney had his finger on the button that morning, and for some strange reason, well, I think I know the reason, he had placed a stand down order on any form of interception of those aircraft. But the tape of the controllers involved on that morning were destroyed about 4 or 5 months later. And, you know, this was a heinous crime committed against the United States on 9/11. And to destroy evidence leads one to question why those videotapes were destroyed. And it was of the involved air traffic controllers on that morning. Now, the connection is, prior to Dick Cheney coming to the vice presidency, he had been under investigation for accounting fraud involved, I believe it was connected to the Arthur Andersen scandal. And what was revealed was that Halliburton was in the red, and his stock shares there was accounting fraud to prop up Halliburton. And, you know, it just seemed to me to be a major conflict of interest to have a man who does business, as you saw with the Iraq War. I mean, they had a vested interest in the invasion of Iraq because of all the profiteering that has gone on. So if you could connect those two events, because, you know, he needed an event. He needed something to occur that would allow the expansion of his company's business activity with the government of the United States. You know, basically war profiteering. The collapse of the Soviet Union had made it difficult for these defense contractors to make money in what was a decreasing military need. There is a connection to that document. But if you look at the destroyed tapes, the supervisor at the Tricon Center had not only destroyed them, he shredded them and he put them in separate garbage cans, but you would have to pull up the article and read it, and you'll understand what I'm getting at.
All right, contribution from David there on Long Island. Facebook.com/C-SPAN. In this case, C-SPAN does not have a hyphen. There is the address there. We're also taking your comments at Facebook on this issue of the Dick Cheney memoir coming out. A couple of comments from our viewers. Being a public servant doesn't necessitate you writing a memoir when you retire. An answer to that says, nor does it forbid you. Another viewer and writer here says, will its release, the Cheney book, coincide with the 10-year anniversary of 9/11 or the 9/11 Bush interview? Excellent timing for maximum profit. If you look at the front page of the Washington